After 6 years of planning, Boston Children's Hospital has been given the green light to begin construction of a new $1 billion clinical building. The hospital received final approval from the State Public Health Council yesterday, in spite of concerns about the impact it could have on health care costs and concern about a beloved garden that will be ripped out. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports. Yeah.
Opponents rallied outside the State House before the meeting and vote, hoping for a last-minute save for the hospital's Prouty Garden. That's the half-acre garden where patients, their loved ones, and hospital staff have gone for respite for the past six decades.
When you are in the hospital day after day after day, and you are put on contact precautions, Prouty Garden is the only place of children's where you can go and get outside and get some fresh air and get away from your hospital room.
Jonathan Swerzy of Newton has a five-year-old daughter who's been treated for cancer at Boston Children's Hospital.
It is so critical to these kids, spiritually, holistically, emotionally, to their families.
The head of Children's Hospital told the Department of Public Health's Public Health Council she understands how important Prouty Garden is. Here's CEO Sandra Fenwick.
This has been a very difficult, a very hard decision for all of us.
The hospital will move some elements of the garden to new, smaller green spaces inside and outside the hospital, including a rooftop garden. Fenwick said the new building is critically needed to replace outdated facilities and to create more space.
This morning when we walked in, we had an occupancy of 99%. There were two beds available at the hospital.
That means turning away patients and some patients spending the night in the ER. The new $1 billion building will add 71 beds to the hospital's current 404. It'll include a neonatal intensive care unit to replace the outdated one where families share open bay areas without privacy. It will feature a cardiac center and operating rooms. Critics worry the expansion will lead to higher healthcare costs in the state as patients are drawn to the expanded Children's Hospital from lower-cost pediatric hospitals. That's a claim recently made by the state watchdog agency, the Health Policy Commission. But Children's Hospital says most of its new patients won't come from Massachusetts. They'll come from out of state and overseas, so they won't drive up costs here. Attorney Gregor McGregor, who represents some of the opponents, asked the Public Health Council how it could accept those claims.
The hospital is premised on never-before-seen ballooning of international patient volume, a factor beyond the hospital's control. They can't control the international pediatric healthcare market.
McGregor said recent trends don't suggest the growth the hospital is predicting. But Children's Hospital could face fines or even get beds taken away if it doesn't keep healthcare costs in check or its projections in terms of patient volume are incorrect. The Public Health Council agreed on several of those conditions. And after more than 2 hours of testimony and questions from the panel, the vote happened quickly.
All approve?
Aye.
Aye.
10 council members in favor, 1 abstained.
Boston Children's Hospital determination of need is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Opponents say they will appeal the decision, and they're in the midst of a lawsuit to try to block the project. Children's Hospital administrators say they will get going on construction.
This is for the children, this is for the families, and it's for the future.
Pending the attempts to still stop them, the building is slated to be finished in 2020. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.